Hello everyone, my name is Betty. Welcome back to another episode of Neurobiology of Sexual Behavior. In the previous episode, we discussed about the neurobiology of sexual attraction and motivation. Today, we're going to focus on the postpartum maternal behavior. Unlike previous episodes, we're going to try something new today. If you follow us on Twitter, you might have seen what we posted last week. So basically, we asked people to tweet us questions regarding the research paper by Ola et al, and we'll try to answer as many of them as we can on today's episode. If you missed our Twitter post, just a quick reminder. The research presented in today's podcast is going to be based on a paper published in 2018 by Ola et al. The title of the paper is called Prolactin-Induced and Neuronal Activation in the Brain of Mother Mice. Before I start to answer your tweets, let's welcome our special guest, Vivian Gao, a fellow psychology student at Bremer. Hi, Vivian. Thank you for joining us today.
Of course. I'm happy to be here. All right, Betty. So I have the list of questions in my hand. Are you ready for this?
Yes, let's do this.
The first question is asked by Jenny. Jenny wants to know what factors stimulate the release of prolactin and what factors inhibit its release.
Great question, Jenny. So referring back to Olael's paper, there are at least two factors that inhibit the release of prolactin. One of them is dopamine. From the paper, we know that when mother mice are treated with bromocriptine, a dopamine 2 receptor agonist, they show a decrease in prolactin secretion from the pituitary. And prolactin levels are also shown to be low after the removal of the pups from the mother. There are also at least two factors stimulate the release of prolactin. First is serotonin-releasing hormone, and prolactin levels also increase in response to the suckling of the pup.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Peter said he's confused about the findings of this paper. Can you briefly explain it to him?
Sure, so as I mentioned before, pups played an important role in maintaining the hormonal adaptation of the mothers. However, whether this pup stimuli exerted actions on the mother through direction neuronal activation of maternal regulatory circuits, or rather if a pup induced elevation of the prolactin level mediates the maternal adaptation of the brain, is still unclear. So in short, the main goal of this paper is to gain a better understanding of the mechanisms that regulate maternal adaptation. What Ola and his colleagues did were to look at the PSAT5 and false immunoreactivity containing neurons in the mother mice. The reason they used PSAT5 is because previous studies have demonstrated that PSAT5 is a suitable marker for prolactin-induced signaling in rodent brain. And false immunohistochemistry is basically show us the activity of firing and action potential. Now, in summary, the study finds that only a portion of the neurons were influenced by both pathways. What this means is that neuronally mediated signaling pathway is distinct from hormonal mediated signaling pathway regarding the nursing process. More specifically, in the area that contained high density of false immunohistochemistry neurons did not contain as many PSAT immunohistochemistry neurons. And also in response to pup exposure, less than a third of PSAT5 immunohistochemistry neurons contain false in response to exposure, and the ratio of single-labeled false immunohistochemistry neurons was also high. Furthermore, the stereo dependence does not seem to be able to explain the difference between the two pathways, because both neuronally and hormonally driven neurons both like expressed estrogen receptor.
That's very detailed. I hope Peter has a better understanding now. So another question, Ellie wrote on her tweets, the paper talked about the prolactin has a role in suppressing fertility. Does this mean that mothers cannot get pregnant after giving birth?
Another great question. I think many of us have heard that breastfeeding can stop us from conceiving. However, that is not true. The main reason is because we don't know when the first postpartum ovulation will occur. Some women may ovulate soon after giving birth, others might resume their ovulation after giving birth. So in short, because we don't know when ovulation will occur, we can't say breastfeeding is a safe form of birth control. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you have learned something from today's episode. If you think this Q&A style is helpful to you, please let us know in the comment box below. Until next time.